Yeah.
All right, we're in. Can you hear me? Is it clear? Is it clear?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yay. I'm trying out these new like microphones, the little mini microphones. They're so cute. They're black, but they're cute.
Is that the ones that people be clipping on themselves and stuff or not?
Yeah, I got it clipped to my shoulder right now. So I wasn't sure if it was going to work.
Yeah, I figured you'd get that one. I was like, oh, okay.
I was going to get pink, but they was charging an arm and a leg for the pink ones.
Of course. Why not?
Because of the damn Barbie movie. motherfuckers just don't like pink all around.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a Mental Health Monday, and I have a pop-up from the Yay You collection. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
It's a random one, so if I mispronounce something, don't judge me, okay?
Judger.
Oh, how dare ye? Okay, it says...
Did you say how dare ye?
Yes, how dare ye?
This motherfucker.
It says, you were meant to be here. This moment is yours. By Brooks.
I like that.
I like that too, because it kind of goes with our topic of discussion with the Mental Health Monday, which is parental stress.
I think it's actually really dope because, like, I don't know, parental stress is kind of like a unique thing, even though, like, I know anybody with kids has it, but it's unique because everybody's stress is different in that situation. So I think it's crazy. It's wild.
And it's crazy because that stress never goes away. I'm 28 and I still stress my mother.
I'm like, okay, I don't know if this is a good conversation or a bad one.
Yeah, she's like, you're my kid that's always on the go. You're always doing this. You're always doing that. And it's like, I know, Mom. I know. But you should have known when you had me what it was.
That's a damn thing.
Don't judge me. Okay, so parental stress. Every parent do go through it. And that doesn't mean that they can't parent. People think just because you need a break from your kids and you say, fuck them kids, that you actually mean it and you don't love your kids. No, it just means I need a physical break. I'm mentally not there and I need a break. I don't want to see my kids see me break down.
Facts.
But some people don't get that. And in their mind, they're like, well, then why did you have kids? Nigga, why you go to work? You be complaining about your motherfucking job. You need the money, don't you? Shut up.
I think that's why people got to shut the fuck up, because remember when we had kids, there was a status that used to go around like, nobody told y'all that had kids, nobody told you. And it's cool. My thing is, I also seen a status where they were like, the younger you had your kids, still better, because realize depending on how late you get them kids, you might be dead before they grow up and get all this shit together. So like, you can't knock somebody for this, but y'all like drag the moms that may have like had a kid in high school or something like that, and I'm like, dude, get over it.
But what about the dads? Like, y'all not?
Oh, they'll never. I do feel like we got a lot more single dads now, but you've absolutely never seen them get dragged. These niggas get pussy off of having kids, like literally.
Hello, my dad was a prime example. It's crazy.
You never got to do that man like that, bro.
Rest in peace, father. I love you.
I'm telling you, he gonna meet you at the gateway like, fuck you.
He gonna be like, so you were saying all this stuff about me, my child. No, but for real, like, I sat there and I watched multiple women who needed a break go through hell and end up committing suicide because mm-hmm. they did not get that break. And it's because, and I've been told this before, you have to have your kids because you're the mother. The father will always walk away. No, I don't have to always have my children because I'm the one that birthed them. No.
As they said, mama's baby, daddy's baby.
Right. I think people be forgetting that you are 99.9 whatever percent of your father. You mm-hmm. have your father's blood running through your veins. Therefore, he should be there too. Without him, there's no baby. And I get it. dads be stressed too, especially the ones who do everything and yeah. their kid is used as a pawn. That's not fair. That's not right, because he's stressing on missing meals too, because he's giving his money to make sure that his kid got everything they need and still been told, this ain't enough. You're not doing enough. You're not doing this. Yeah. You're not doing that. I know guys that's in that situation too. So it's like the stress from parental stress can go from the custody of your children, the being cordial with the other parent. What is that? Co-parenting?
Mm-hmm.
To the money-wise. Like, because nobody is ever ready to have children. You're never going to be ready. We need to stop pushing a narrative that you're going to be married when you're married. You're going to be ready when you're married. No, you're not. You don't know when you're going to be ready. You just know that you want a child.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And it's okay bringing another life into this world. It's stressful. Life is fucking stressful. Enjoy it. Enjoy those little moments. Enjoy the little moments of you not being able to sleep because they were crying and because they was an infant. Because when they get older, you're not going to see them as much. You will still see them, but they still have their own lives, you know? I get together with my mama on the weekends and see my mama, and it brings joy to her. I stress this woman out a lot, but it brings joy to her seeing me on the weekends and seeing her grandkids on the weekends, you know? Like, hey, I'm trying to enjoy these moments as a parent, but also I do need breaks.
Yeah.
Nobody should be a parent 24/7. Like, regardless, you are a parent 24/7, but not, like, your kid only sees you 24/7.
Yeah.
That's not fair to you or the kid.
So, and I'm not even going to throw it off on a man, because I know as women, when you are a single parent, you're just like, oh my God, dad's got it easy. So I'm going to just say single parents in general, when you are a parent 100% of the time, you don't get that chance to fail either. And then you also have the pressure of fucking making the other parent look like superhero until you just say, fuck it. Yeah, parenting stress is crazy. And the sad part is I always look at my friends with like the actual co-parenting, or if they're still with their spouse or whatnot, they stress too. We just don't know that half of the struggle. Like, I hate to say it, and I would love to hear somebody's point of view that's in like an actual functioning relationship. And even if it didn't work out and you just co-parent, I would love to hear what type of stress you have, because we have this kind of like mindset that's like, if I had somebody, oh my God, it would be less stressful. Which from a single point of view, I would still agree with that. But I also don't know what it's like to adjust my child's schedule to my partner's schedule. I don't know what it's like to adjust certain appointments to make sure we both can be there, or make sure which parent do what this time. And like, it's weird.
Well, I can honestly say that sometimes it works out and sometimes it don't. Just from my perspective, like with my daughter's dad, we based our schedule solely around the children. Everything was based off them, what they had to do and all of that. And then our stuff was put on a back burner. But we didn't mind that. It was like, okay, we're homebodies anyways. The kids got to do this, then the third. Cool. Let's get them taken care of first, and then we're going to focus on what we need, you know? But it was sometimes where it was very stressful, because it's like, oh my God, like, what the fuck? You have somebody who's not their biological father stepping up. Even when I gave birth to my daughter, his biological child is still like, you want to make sure that they're still equally, you know, like all the children are equal in a sense and stuff, in which they were. But the stress was even more on us now, but it made us grind harder for the children. It made everything, you know, and I'm thankful for him, because even if I feel really stressed, I could text him and be like, hey, I know you're going to get our daughter, but can her brothers come too? And he'd be like, yeah, sure. Just bring them some snacks and bring them through.
I love that.
Like, thank you, because I need a mental check. I'm having one of those days where I just want to lay in the bed all day, and I can't do that because I have children.
Can I just say, and I know we talk about stress, but can I say, just as a single parent who didn't have the help, even though like all the bullshit was going on, when I got older, when my child got older, I realized my stress was something I caused myself, because you know how stress free it is not to deal with a motherfucker that create drama.
Yes.
So like, y'all really like, if you are single, definitely believe your friends when you they be like, just let it go. Because a lot of people assume like, oh, this bitch is dragging and she's bitter and this and that. I was that friend, and I think Zay had to tell me, one of the girls I call my sister, they was like, stop forcing this motherfucker in her life. If he don't want to be there, stop forcing it, because like, she gonna see it regardless. And I'm like,
definitely had that conversation.
And I was like, well, no, my whole thing was like, I don't want her to feel like I didn't try. I don't want her to feel like I, because he hates me so much, he doesn't want to be in your life. I was like so dead ass. I was like dead ass kissing ass. That's the sad part. And I hated that shit.
And the thing that I had told you was, you can't force somebody to be a father, because my mom had told me I can't force my boy's dad to man up. He has to do that on his own. All I could do is just be there and don't talk bad about him in front of my children.
Man.
They're going to see it when they get older.
Just like we did.
Yes, absolutely. And the thing about that too is, I'm not biased or anything, because to me, like I told you multiple times, my mom had taken care of me by herself for a long time until my stepdad came into the picture. And I'm not going to discredit him, because he raised me as his own since I was 7. I'm 28. So they've been together for a long time, for 21 years.
That's so cute.
And they've been married for like 12 of those years, I believe.
That's so cute. And
something in that range, you know. And like, It's amazing seeing their love and appreciation and all of that. And I know that co-parenting with my dad was very stressful, because he was always in and out, in and out. Like, he had moved to a whole different state and stuff like that. Didn't let nobody know that he was back. So my mom was stressed, because she, by that time I was a teenager, so she had to take on all of this. She's married now too, and there's two other moms in the house as well, my little brother and my little sister. And I'm a teenager, so you know, teenage girls, we cost a little bit more, because we have, you know, we're developing into a woman. So it was like the cost of raising me went up. Everything about me went up. When you become a teenager, it's like you got a pit in your stomach that's just never ended. So you eat, eat, eat. So everything is going up and her pockets is going low. And then when I had my kids, she's like, don't force nobody to be around your children. Either they're going to be there or they're not. It's going to be stressful, but this is the price that we have to pay as parents. Mm-hmm. You're always a parent 24/7. There's no breaks. But what I can do is, I could watch them for you and you relax and stuff like that. And when she see that I'm stressful, my kids will call her on their phone and be like, Nana, can I come over? Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. Let me talk to your mama first. Because they know if they ask me, I'm be like, look, Nana, she worked late. So y'all, not today. Not this weekend. Not this weekend. So they go straight to the source, ask her. And then she'll be like, no, they can come by. And I'll be like, I'll be trying to give you a break. Because my kids is stressing me the hell out. So I know they could go over there and stress her out. They go stress my stepdad out. They go stress my little brother and sister out. They lock themselves in their room, though, when my kids come over. You know. But being a parent is stressful, but it's also fun. It's fucking fun being a parent. You got little minions.
It is definitely fun. You got somebody to
hand you the remote.
I think the fun part is, I would never do that. I used to hate that shit. I think the fun part is that you can tap into your childhood again. And that's what some parents have to realize. Like, I mean, you can be a kid again, because you can't get judged, because people will look at it like, oh, this is just a parent entertaining her child. Like, you have to take advantage of that. I will also say, for the younger people, keep your shit off of social media. I'm a hypocrite for that, but I think a lot of times y'all assume that the females start the drama. Y'all assume that because like things went wrong, the nigga had to leave the female and stuff. I think where I went wrong was trying to do tick for tack with my baby father, and it caused more stress than necessary. But I will say, for the people who are not in a co-parenting situation, please shut the fuck up. Y'all always got something to say and bash a motherfuckers, and y'all don't know what they go through. Let me tell you, I was dealing with the PTSD with that relationship. I was dealing with learning how to cope with the actual torture that I used to deal with from just my childhood. I was dealing with the fact that, like, I just felt like a failure. So I was already dealing with depression and things like that. I had to learn how to be a mom. I had to learn how to kind of like be like, oh, you know what? This angry person you are, you got to work through this shit. And then I went off to the military, and then I had health issues. And when you get piled on in the same nigga that you fell in love with and gave like a kid to, and they purposely gave you the kid, when them motherfuckers is attacking you, do you know how bad that shit sit in the pit of your stomach? And you like, I'm trying everything not to fuck this nigga up and whoever he got talking shit. And y'all be playing with y'all lives when y'all do that, because if a motherfucker is that stressed out, you might hit a straw that will get them to fucking just explode and not give a fuck. Because the saddest part is, when I finally got so stressed out, and I remember this like it was fucking yesterday, I got so stressed out because something was said to me and it was so disrespectful. I blacked out. I walked from the north side to the south side. And when I got there, I remember picking up a brick. When I woke up, it was because his roommate ended up punching me in my shit and waking me up out the blackout. And he was still talking shit and laughing the whole time. My baby father was in the corner smirking. And when the guy finally was like, go get the gun, I'm finna blow her head off, he's like, I ain't mean for it to go this far. Mm. I could have died that day because this nigga was stressing me out. And the one thing that stressed me out is he told me he was fucking this girl in front of my daughter. He told me that, yes. I don't think people get the stress of having an immature motherfucker as, no offense. My baby father has kind of changed. We ain't gonna say he completely changed. He's kind of changed to a point where we can have decent conversations. He still starts drama here and there. And I'm still that stupid ass person that's like, I'm believing that one day you're gonna change. Because after all this time, I would think that like, you'd be like, you know what? I'm tired of starting shit. Yeah. I'm tired of like, but you know, some people don't change. Some people stuck in their way and stuff. But I'm gonna always leave that door open so that my daughter knows that like, all right, mom wasn't this bitter bitch like he said. Mom wasn't this. Yeah. I still paint him out to be a superhero. I still tell her how much he loved her, even though there's some truth that's going to come out when she gets to high school. Because I always said, I build open communication. I'm going to tell you the truth. If my daughter asks about her father and what happens, I got court documents. I got phones still. I got pictures.
Screenshots. I have all of that.
Yes.
And the thing is, my kids still look at their fathers as a hero. My youngest son look at my daughter's dad as his hero. He also acknowledged his father too, but he has a closer bond to my daughter's dad.
Yeah.
And that relieved a lot of stress for me, because you know, I went through that pregnancy alone, and like it was very stressful because I was so sick and hospitalized for almost 2 months, and it like I couldn't eat nothing, I couldn't taste nothing. I was throwing up through my mouth and nose. My fever was so high, and like they had to put packets of ice on me. His heart rate was going up so high, and mine was going low. So it was just like so much going on. And when I had, and they never found out what it was, they tested me for every virus. Everything. I'm talking every STD, every STI, every single virus known, and nothing popped up on my charts. It was like I was legit just dying. The only thing they could do is just let my body do the work. And when I was 5 months, I started dating when he was 5 months, I started dating my middle school crush. And he grew a strong bond with him, and it took stress off of me, because I'm like, here I have this one man that won't leave me alone. Though he don't want me, his mindset is, if I can't have you, nobody else can. And I don't want to co-parent unless we're together. And I'm like, no, you can't do this. We cannot do this. We have to move forward. We got to move forward. Restraining order wasn't working. Nothing was working.
That shit don't work.
It was stressful. It was so stressful, because I'm like, always constantly looking over my shoulder. But then when my daughter dad came into the picture, he became my peace and everything like that. Though we bickered here and there, but it was towards the ending of our relationship. But still, I still got mad love for this man. I still care about this man. And like, he's my friend. He's legit my friend. Like, I could talk to him, actually have a conversation with him. And he would tell me when I'm wrong. You know, he would tell me, like, you're stressing for no reason. This is why you're stressing, and you don't need to be stressing. Or he'd be like, okay, how can I relieve some of that stress? And it's like, can they come over this weekend? Yeah. Hey, when you bring them some snacks, bring me some snacks. Cool. I got that. I can do that. For sure. For sure. He noticed when I'm stressed just by the look in my face. And I'd be like, damn, I've been longing for a co-parent like that for the longest, and I finally got it. The other one is like, women, when you get in a relationship with men who have kids and you don't have kids, stay the fuck out.
Oh my God.
Especially if they co-parent. You don't know how long it took for them to get to that point of co-parenting. Pause.
You know my favorite line that they do? What happened between you and him was before me, so I don't give a fuck. So why the fuck you talking about what happened between you and him before you and him, my nigga?
Hello. Like, and it's like, I'm not a bitter baby mom or anything. I send text messages out to both of them regularly when I'm having these problems and I need them to get the kids. And they both know, okay, I need to go and get the kids because she need a break. She been working all these hours. I'm finna give her a break. And it's like, thank you. And they both starting to realize that because they see how major of a role I play in the kids' lives because I'm majority of who the kids talk about when they're with their other parent. So it's like, I got to do this for my kids. And I'm so glad that my boy's dad finally getting to realize that, you know. And it's like, hey, I really need you to step up right here because I'm stressed because of this. Or, hey, I'm short on this. I need you to send me this because this is for the kids. You know, it's a lot there, but I'm like, I shouldn't be carrying that parental stress on my own because I'm not the only one who laid down and had these fucking kids. Say what the hell you want about me. Well, you should have got an abortion. Well, he shouldn't have nutted in me.
It's not even that. Y'all have to realize that some of these niggas trap bitches too. And I'm gonna keep it real with you. Like, I think my stress came from remembering everything that happened to me in my relationship. Like, some people looked at our relationship at first and was like, oh, this is so cute. Then our shit was obvious that it was toxic. It was hella obvious. But I was always looked at as the problem because he was always the good guy. Man, the good guy is the devil.
Only one trapping motherfuckers. Niggas is trapping bitches too. Because in their mindset, it's she got my baby, so she can't move on.
She can't do shit.
No!
Yeah.
I will move on while pregnant with this motherfucker. Fuck is you talking about?
My favorite line is the my baby father actually, when we reconnected, he actually told me to my face, like, I made you. I said, no, you just want some motherfucking credit for me working on myself. You want the credit for the confidence. You want the credit for all that.
I heard that too. I helped you get to where you are now.
Like, no,
you held me back for so fucking long that I stressed myself to having a minor stroke.
Yeah.
No. And my father died at the age of 33 from a fucking stroke.
What? Pause. I didn't know it was 33.
Yes. 10 on December 2013.
God.
My dad
took
his last physical breath. I had to pull them. I had to take him off of the support. I had to pull the plug. My granny didn't want to do it because that's her baby. He was the youngest of 13 kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to do it because that's my dad. You only get one. Say what you want about the man. I don't give a fuck. But that was my dad. That's my other half. I look exactly like the man. When the man seen me, I lit up his world. He would pick me up in his car and we would go driving. He would play My Girl by the Temptations. That's why now I can't stand it when somebody is using that song and they're not being honest and truthful about the words in that song. Like, that's me and my daddy's son. And when we mad, then we put Boosie on, set it off in this motherfucker, because that's what the fuck we go do. But he died because of that. He was stressed. He had so much going on, but my dad also fathered a lot of kids that he knew he couldn't take care of.
Girls, he wasn't playing
and
no game.
That stress built up, and a stroke happened. He missed his medication, a stroke happened, and he ended up passing away at the age of 33.
That's
wild. My dad didn't get to see 34, but he did get to see me walk across the stage. He did get to see me have his first grandkid. But at the same time, he did not see the woman I am today because stress killed him.
Jesus. See, that's what my thing. Like, why would you want to stress your partner out? You get what I'm saying? Like, because God forbid something happens to me, because I'm known for my health issues and things like that. Like, every time I go somewhere, I get sick. Every time, I'm always, like, depressed and angry, whatever the fuck you want to call it. So, like, my stress levels are high as fuck. But why would you want to stress me out more? Because if I were to leave this earth today, God forbid, who the fuck does my daughter have? And because of the negativity... Well, and the thing I think about, too, because of the negativity, because everybody wants to believe that, like, oh, I was this bitter bitch keeping her away from her father. Where was the other side of the family reaching out? Where were the uncles? Where were the so-called people that give a fuck about my daughter? So y'all wondering why I'm stressed? Because I was carrying a motherfucking weight. And then I felt bad because my mom had to step in and do his part. And I was like, when is she going to get tired? Because she raised her kids already. So then you start second guessing everything. And then I started stressing because I felt like I was not a mom.
And it boils down to this, because my mom would be like, I still have to take care of 7 of y'all. And I'm like, Mom, you can put me on a back burner. I'm the last bit. I'm grown. I have kids of my own. If I need the help, of course, I'm going to go to my mom. Because time and time again, prove me. I can't go to my boy's dad. It's always an excuse. So it's like, you know what? Fuck it. And I try not to bother my daughter's dad with my boy's stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. Though I know it'll irritate him that I'm not going to her or asking him, because he had played a major role in their lives. I mean, this man taught my youngest son how to walk. He was there when my youngest son started crawling. Mm-hmm. He taught my boys how to use actually go to the bathroom standing up. He like, no. In the morning, go sitting down for sure, because you're sleepy, you can miss the toilet and blah, blah, blah. But go to the bathroom, stand up the right way. He was there for the whole 9. That took stress off me, because I'm like, I'm a female. I don't know how to teach a boy how to pee standing up. Mm-hmm. How do you do this? I don't know how to do that. What? I'm not a man. I can't raise no man. I can't raise no boy into a man. I don't care what anybody says. I can teach him how to be a gentleman for sure. I could teach them how to love a woman correctly, but they still need that masculine energy around.
Yeah.
And he was there with the football, the basketball, the taekwondo, all of that, you know? But it was still like, it stressed me out, because I'm like, he did not father these other 3 kids.
Yeah.
The actual father is off in la la land with God knows what, doing God knows what, and then his new girlfriend have so much to say, but it's like, bro, you really stressed in the situation, because now me and him is on good terms to where he's like, hey, can I get the kids at this day, and that day?
Mm-hmm.
But because she don't like it, he got to withdraw from the plans he made. That's not fair.
And that's what we mean by, like, women just need to, like, stay out of it. So, one, I just want to say again, by no means are we bashing fathers, because we are single women or single mothers who did this on our own, so we can only speak from our behalf. But I will say, like, yeah, y'all women need to stop ha-ha-he-heeing yourself into the same situation. Because I seen motherfuckers, y'all was laughing at me, but now this motherfucker kids don't get to see their father.
And not to mention... that not like, not saying that it ain't some shit that women do to men, yeah, either, because I know great dads, and they rarely get to see their kid unless they're with the mom. Because the mom, like, you can't have no bitch around my kid meanwhile they on the 4th or 5th stepdad. Like, no, stop doing that shit. You stressing this man out. Wait. What the fuck is you doing?
Girl, and I don't know why I used to be stressed out off of, like, baby daddy's bitches, because he never had people inside the state. But what I didn't like was he would send my daughter's picture off to these bitches that he never met.
Yeah, no,
this is the crazy part. So one girl lied and said she gave birth to my child. I mean, had my baby pictures every motherfucking where. We had another bitch that turned out to be a man, and I was like, so you sent your daughter's picture? Girl, because he was, I was like, the insecurity is like fucking you up, my nigga. But in the midst of that, he was putting my daughter in so many people's like dangerous situations. Like, we were on the south side one day, and I remember walking into the street. Whatever he did to that person, they tried to hit us with their car, like full speed. And I was pissed, because I was like, this is what we get into? Every time that nigga went outside, he got jumped or shot at. I'm like, what are you doing?
Somebody just did not want that nigga alive.
Wait, this is my favorite part, though. After all that stuff, and I was like, look, yo, I just want you to stop sending my daughter's picture out, because he got mad because I sent it to my actual brother. I sent a picture of my daughter to my brother, and he spazzed. And I was like, so my blood brother can't get a picture, but bitches, you don't even know, can have a picture. It's stressful having a kid, y'all, and it's not even a fucking kid sometimes. It's the parent. And what pisses me off is, like, as you finally have your kid, you start to realize the red flags a little bit clearer. Granted, like, I won't have another kid because, girl, when I tell you I can see the red flags now, anytime a red flag pop up, I'm like, nigga, please. This shit is over and done with.
You know what I hate? When people be like, well, you knew how they were before you got pregnant. Like, people don't realize people change. Same way you can say, well, you knew how that bitch was before you got her pregnant.
Nope.
Oh, that don't apply then, do it?
Exactly.
Like, you knew she was going to keep your kid away from you, so why you get her pregnant? You knew she was going to put you on child support, so why you get her pregnant? And it's like, no, you cannot hang that over everybody's head, because everybody's situation is different. Some people get people pregnant, then get married to them, and then divorce them. Yeah, want to switch up because the mom want a divorce or some shit. Oh, fucking well, you should have been doing your part as a husband and a fucking dad. But some of these women do be getting married, do have kids, and then try to milk the dad for everything and divorce him for absolutely no reason because she found somebody else. And it's like, no. And I hope and I pray to God that any man that's going through that get custody of their children.
Also, for the younger women, I'm going to just tell y'all real shit, like, not everybody purposely go for child support, and I'm on child support. That was my situation. One, wrap up, as we always say, make sure you protect yourself and try to do everything not to have a kid. But when you going for state assistance, please understand that one of the parents got to pay that shit back. I did not know that, nor was it explained to me. And if it was, I just was zoned the fuck out. I didn't know me going for state assistance will put my daughter's dad on child support. But let me tell you about child support. If you don't want shit, you don't have to get anything. If they show they ass in the court date, they're going to be paying you something.
Go ahead.
Sorry, but like my first court order for child support was $25 a week. And I got bashed for that shit. And I kept telling people, y'all swear he paying a lot of money.
It's a box of diapers.
Girl.
Back in the day.
I was like, you can kiss my motherfucking ass. Especially when his girl was like, this is when I say the females have to stop talking. Her first statement to me when we finally started getting into it, because we were cool first. And of course, my ass, I reached out to her first. So that's on me. But I came at her reckless because you knew what you were doing. So then I was like, I remember hearing a statement and she said, unlike you, when we don't work out, I'm not going to keep my kid away from him. I was like, pause, that's strike one. Then strike two came when she was like, she said something like, unlike you, I won't be chasing him for child support or some shit. Like, it was something about the child support was brought up. And I was like, you talking about the $100 a month that the nigga was behind when we got together? And I finally asked for it. We were still together when he got placed on child support. He wasn't bugging about that shit then.
That part. So, and the only reason why my boy's dad is on is because I gave him the option. I said, I won't never put you on, but if as long as you spend time with them.
Facts.
All I need is you to spend time with them. Grab them, because I can't be everywhere at once. I can't keep calling off for work because our kid is sick and you just out here like chilling or whatever. No, if you got work at 5 and I get off at 3 p.m., you could watch our kid up until you gotta go to work.
In fact,
I will be there to get our kid. There's no fucking excuse why we can't co-parent. And it's like, even then when we went, I said, look, I don't even want back pay, because they wanted to make him pay back pay all the way to when our oldest was born. Mind you, I put him on child support. I did the child support papers in 2019.
Yeah.
And his thing was, you go use this on your daughter and your man. And I'm takes care of our children. My man helps pay the bills. My man helps me when I need a break. And he's like, here, take this and go have a stress-free day. I got this. So, no, I'm not using no goddamn. What was it? It was fucking, I want to say it was supposed to be $56 a week.
Girl.
Oh, no, fucking 6 people. 4 kids and 2 adults. What the fuck? Nigga, I make more than that. So what makes you think, no, like, this sir. Is towards our kids' needs, and I used it for our kids, and I still continue to use it for our kids. Everything goes on our kids, and I still pay extra. I pay out of my checks because that's still my responsibility at the end of the day. I don't ask for help for my bills or none of that shit. Either he gonna make his payment or he not. It is what it is. He make his payment, then guess what? My kids ask for Chick-fil-A. My kids go get some fucking Chick-fil-A that day because they asked.
That's a, I guess it's that's the debate, too. A lot of people be like, oh, what do you use a child support on? Let me tell you something. When it come to me, I don't touch my daughter's account. Anybody can attest to that shit when it come to me. I be calling friends like, yo, if I did this and paid for it and did that, I don't touch my daughter's account. And then I don't give a fuck what me and baby daddy going through. I'm like, hey, yo, she want to make sure, because I don't have the money right now, but can I, you sent some stuff. Let me do this. Let me be very clear. Out of the 10 years, I got $896. So when I finally decided to do something for my daughter's birthday, I was like, she just want to know if she can use this money. Because my daughter is scared. I let her know, like, this is your dad money. This is my savings. Where do you want to get it from? I just didn't have my savings. And I'm very like, it's going to always be about her. Now, for them parents that do other stuff with it, I'm going to keep it real with you. I really don't know what child support is supposed to be on, but I know it's supposed to be about the kid, which is why I'm so strict on myself about that.
Our commissioner told him whatever she feels like spending the money on is up to her, because she pays majority of everything for the kids. And he asked me, how many times did you lose money by missing work just to take care of your kids? And I'm like, a lot.
Okay.
How many times did you lose, were you late to work because you had to figure something out with the kids? A lot. Like, it was, I'm losing more money doing all this shit for our kids. And you worried about this little petty fucking change?
Oh, judge man wasn't playing. Because they do ask y'all, believe it or not, these judges get sassy in the courtroom. I ain't even gonna hold you. Like, if you want to act stupid, you're going to get stupid results. Like, for real.
Yeah. And even then, they were being so lenient on him, because I even asked, I said, you could show him some mercy. They said, okay, fine. I should have been getting 28% of each check.
God damn.
I get under 17% of each check, and I have 3 children by me.
That's what I said. Men don't, not men. I shouldn't say that. Some baby fathers don't realize how good they have it.
Some... Exactly. And I don't complain. I don't. When he called, it ain't, where my child support money at? Where is this? It's, hey, you getting the kids? You go get them for sure, right? All right, I'm going to drop them off at your dad. They'll be waiting for you.
Wait, boom. Paul, you know another stressful part about, like, the co-parenting situation? And I don't know if it was stressful for you, but for me, it used to piss me off. When he finally started seeing his kid, he was still the clothes, bro. So I,
oh my God, yes.
Yo, so then I stopped sending it.
Get the shit no more.
Yeah, and then he would steal the clothes though and give them to, I would see his kids in a picture later and I'd be pissed off. Well, not his kids, just one of them. And I was like, wasn't that hers? And I remember I sent her to the house and she was wearing a thing my auntie gave her. It was her Christmas gift. It was a really expensive like clothing piece and I was gonna keep it in a frame when she got older and stuff. And she went over there. I'm like, where's your shit? I usually pack you with a bag. This is like the fourth time it happens. And she was like, he took it. I was like, okay. But I don't think she meant it like that. She thought he was going to clean it. Girl, I never seen that shit again. I asked him for it. I became all types of bitches and hoes. Oh, I got real good on you. Ain't getting a diaper out of me, a milk bottle, motherfucking.
I got smart. I just asked both of them, where you get the kids' clothes from? Back. So that way, yeah. I can go out and buy the same thing. So to them, they're like, oh, she dressing the kids exactly how I dress. Mm-hmm. They gonna send that shit back. Because it's like, oh, okay, your mom got you this too. I got you one just like this too. So it ain't no confusion.
Yeah.
I would send my kids only what they got on their back, and they got everything else. They got everything else taken care of. Because for me, it ain't been petty. I shouldn't have to pack a fucking spend a night bag for my kids.
No, to go for real. You're supposed to have something. You should have something. But that lets you know, this is when I say, again, women be quiet. Because if you do not see the effort from your nigga, stop believing these words. Because there's a lot of things that these men can do. If he's saying this bitch ain't letting him see his kid because she bitter and this and that, why he ain't going to court? If he doing all of this stuff and he always there for his kid, why he ain't got nothing stored up in the house for her then? Like, I used to be like, do y'all put two and two together, or do y'all just think dick hypnotized the fucker? Y'all be dick-matized.
I was a stepmom only one time, and I told him.
I don't think I
ever. Whatever my kids have, your kids gonna have, regardless. Whatever my kids get, your kids gonna get too. I ain't like that. Because I'm at my point, my stepdad showed me how to step up as a bonus parent. You know? And for me, it was like, if I see that mom can't do it because she's stressing out, but she don't want dad to know because she think he's going to belittle her.
Yeah. That's
and a- dad can't do it because he's short and he don't want mom know because he's belittling, she might belittle him, then I'm going to get it where I fit in. At that point is, all right, I got it. I got it. And I'm not doing this shit for y'all to pay me back or nothing. Mm-hmm. It's like, the kid is the main focus there. If I see both of y'all are stressed and shit, yeah, of course, I'm going to help out because I knew how it felt to be like that. Now, this was my first time being a step-parent because I've only been with guys who didn't have kids and resulted in me giving them a child because my only serious relationships were with my baby fathers. So, it was like, you know, like, oh, okay, cool. Like, I don't know. Like, I didn't know how to handle that part situation.
I don't know if I would. I will say, like, if you know me, y'all know I'd be fighting for the baby mama. So don't ever in your life think I'm hating on no bitch, because I'd be like, I'm gonna fight for your baby mama for real. And as any friend, they talk to me about like some baby mama shit, I'd be like, do you know what's really going on? Do you know if this and that and that? And I'd be drilling them, and I know they'd be getting, I know they'd be like, bitch. But I try for them to understand the baby mama's point of view. And I think like the stressful part that people have to realize is when you got, again, multiple people coming at you reckless and all you want to do is prove your point. All you want to do is be like, yo, you listening to this nigga, but what about my half of the story? Y'all don't care about both halves. Y'all just care about the one that'll make y'all more likable.
Yeah. And it's like, no, listen to both halves and shit like that. But one thing about it is when a motherfucker's trying to help y'all out when it come to stressing and shit like that, trying to relieve that, don't take it out on that person because you're mad at the other parent. Don't do that shit.
I feel like don't take it out, but I do, I wish people will realize if the relationship is fresh, why are you fucking that nigga? I'm sorry. Like, I'm not even trying to be funny. You don't, I'm not telling you to stop dating baby father. I'm not telling you nothing like that. But if the relationship is fresh and we talk about 2 days and she reached out to you talking about something, I'm still fucking my baby daddy. Stop being stupid. Like, stop being that like part, ignorant.
But if she's in a relationship and he moved on and
then yeah, facts. That's weird.
Then leave it alone. You don't know how many times I had to stress to these women that date my baby fathers. I don't care.
I'll be giving shit. Me. I will kid, watch you, you fuck my baby daddy.
Motherfucking kids, because clearly he trusts your ass to be around our kids. So come and get these motherfuckers.
Okay. And that's
God damn it. I want to drink. I want to go to prom. I want to do all this girl, shit, but facts. I'm a fucking mother.
Cause all they do is throw dirt on your name to get some pussy, and I'd be like, "Damn, let me try." Girl, if we tried that shit, you know how bad a nigga would bash us. Let me say, like, my baby daddy ain't shit, and he won't let me see the kid. First of all, I could never do that because the kid always with me. But second of all, nigga, they'd be like, "Bitch, I don't want shit to do with you because you seem like a problematic person."
My favorite thing to do when my kids be getting on my nerves, they'd be like, "You birthed us." I'd be like, "Did I? But did I? Did I really have you? You sure you mine? I don't know. I ain't gonna lie. It was this one time I was so stressed for like 2 weeks straight. I didn't want to tell nobody this because look, I was so scared. So I had just had my youngest son, Kari. And you know how you unpack in a diaper bag when you finally get home? I unpacked that diaper bag like I want to say a week later, right?
Oh, Lord.
And you know the little cards they give you that got your name on it? Oh. Bitch, it did not have my name on it. That was not my last name. I said, oh my God, they switched my baby.
Broski be out here stealing shit.
So, look, I was a week. We got a DNA test, and I was like, please. I was praying on that DNA test because I was like, what if this ain't my baby? What if this... Where the fuck is my real baby? Because when I had my youngest son, the hospital room was so full. The hospital was so full that day that women were giving birth in the emergency room because they didn't have any more rooms on the triage or anything like that. Like, there was no rooms left. and the hospital was just filled with people having given birth. So March 16th is a very special day for a lot of women because, like, it was babies being born back to back to back to back to back. And you're like, what the fuck? Like, it was crazy. And then they didn't have a nursery. The hospital I gave birth at didn't have a nursery. And I was one where I was so tired, and they dealt with me when I was sick and everything because I had a midwife and I had a doctor. And I was extremely sick. And when I finally gave birth a month later, they fell in love with the baby. They was like, this is the baby. This is the miracle baby. Okay. So, like, they would walk around the hospital with him. Like, the nurses would walk around the mother section of the hospital with him. And I thought they switched my baby. I legit thought that they switched my kid around when they took him for testing and all of that. Turned out they didn't switch him around. He was white. When I say my baby was white, he was white. He ain't getting no cologne on him until he was fucking two. Like, he was a white-ass baby. I was like, whose goddamn white baby is this? And it was stressful. I was stressed because I didn't know. It was the unknown because I was asleep. Like, I slept for a while. Like, my body was just so drained. And then when I saw that that car was not my last name, I freaked out. I freaked the fuck out.
The funny part, if I had to be honest, like, if I took away all the shit that happened, I can say my baby did not cause me stress. Because I think anybody can admit that I had easy going, like, for my child. She didn't cry as much. She didn't really do much. Like, and then after that, my mom, like, when I went sunk into my depression and I couldn't talk, I wouldn't eat, I wouldn't do shit, just sit in a room and just be like, I hate this place. My mom took over. And I'm like, I had it decent. And until this day, I can say my daughter doesn't really stress me out. Like, I feel like we have the typical parent, like, maybe I'm impatient as a mom, and I've been working on that because you know how they like to tell you stories at the worst time? Like, you be in the middle of a motherfucking work conversation, and then they be like, let me tell you something, and the fucking story takes like 70 fucking minutes, and you be like, broski, just get to the point. Like,
I learned to be patient with that too. Now I just be like, uh-huh, really?
See, I don't want to do that because I don't want her to feel like, oh, she just didn't care. But I've been working on that, and it's been really fun because, like, she opens up a lot.
I will repeat back some of the things so they know that I'm listening, but, like, I'm also, like, you know, or I'll be like, hey, what do you see me doing? And they'll be like, I'm sorry. And then they'll wait. And then I'll be like, okay,
what if they hit you with not a damn thing, motherfucker, the fuck?
I'll be there. No, I don't condone violence. Like, wait a minute now. Do you want to go back to where you came from? Because I would take you there.
I don't know.
It's I guess because I have multiple kids and they're all close in age. So, like, my kids didn't have time to be the baby. But I can say my oldest is amazing, an amazing big brother. And, like, he cherishes his younger siblings. The moment I found out I was pregnant with my second child, because I had my oldest when I was 18, had my second child a month after I turned 20. And my oldest was always all over him. Like, that was his baby. He would snatch the bottle from me and give him the bottle. It was just crazy. Then I had my youngest son when I was 21. Exactly a week before my 22nd birthday. And my two oldest would take turns trying to burp him, trying to feed him, keeping him included in everything. And then when I had my daughter, I had my daughter when I was 24. Her brothers fell in love with her. I couldn't really even touch her. They wanted to do everything for her. So it took that stress away, knowing that my children had each other backs from day one.
See,
we're talking 2013, 15, 17, and 19. My children were boom, 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 and they're so close and they have each other's back.
I feel like I have a different way of thinking. I think, you know, I hear a lot of parents say, like, the stress comes in high school. I don't think it'd be as stressful. It'd be stressful as far as, like, we have girls, and yeah, you got to worry about the boys too, but we want to make sure that these girls don't make the same mistake as us, and we live through it. So I think my stress would be, like, I don't ever want to make her feel like I'm living life to her, because that's never what I'm about to do. But I realized just, like, recently that the way I parent her is based off of the things that I went through. So, like, I try to avoid her. Like, I try to guide her in other directions. And she's very understanding. Like, I'm very blunt with her. But I was like, when is she going to get tired of this shit? Girl, let me tell you, I went on a whole goddamn week of, like, what? Is she tired of me doing this? Is she tired? And I had to pull her aside. Like, do I stress you out when I say stuff? Like, when I explain stuff? And she honestly told me, she was like, you don't stress me out. Sometimes I get scared because the things you went through, I don't want them to happen to me. So I realized that I made her paranoid. And I'm like, oh, okay, so I got to stop. I'm a little bit too open with my child. And although I didn't tell her everything that happened to me, I'm like, oh, I don't want you to get bullied. I don't want, okay, do this, do that, da, da, da. And she's like, Mom, I can't do that. It's different. And I remember telling her, she said some kid said something about her. And I was like, it's okay. As long as you feel happy with yourself, you let them know you're still happy about who you are. You don't give a fuck what they got to say. And I remember she said she did say that, but I wasn't really saying, like, go ahead and speak up for yourself. Because to be honest, she's a kid that's like, I'm a move in silence. Like, I don't have to speak to you in order for you to get my point. This motherfucker ain't like me. Like, I'm always like, no, I got to get my last point across. This motherfucker move in silence. And when she finally spazzed, broski, you'd be looking like, God damn, that motherfucker got away with words. Like,
I won't lie. That was my main thing with my children. Like, I was terrified of them going to school and everything like that. And especially with the situation with my oldest, you know. Then I had to remember, like, my children are not me. I was always, like, the quiet one. Yeah, I have friends and I fit in with different groups. But the thing is, my children are well known in the entire school. All the teachers know my kids and everything. So when I call, the school know, they know exactly who they talking to, whose parents they talking to. And they tell me, I absolutely adore your children. They have so many friends and they're like the cool kids. So when my son had that accident, I was terrified. Yeah, that was wild. I thought I was going to get bullied or anything. But I guess nowadays, losing an adult too give you your stripes, you know, that's your tough stripes. They be like, oh, that's cool, oh, that's awesome. And then these braces, they're like, what color are you getting? Oh, that's cool.
But do you think I'm gonna keep it real with you, do you think that you stress more about them being bullied? Because it looked like Milwaukee chilled out and people see, I feel like it's worse out here, because obviously y'all, I'm in Texas. And last year, my daughter went through experience of being called the monkey, the porch monkey, told her life doesn't matter because she's Black, how they was going to kill her and stuff. And I finally went up to school and I spazzed. Like, I fucking spazzed because the parents do it too. And obviously, these kids don't just learn. This is elementary school we talking about. So they're not just, like, getting this from nowhere. These motherfuckers don't. You are taught to hate somebody, my nigga.
Yeah.
So I was like, what's going on? And then I finally realize, like, I can't stress this, but I'm gonna keep stressing it. And finally, I told my daughter, let another motherfucker, and we talking about she really got assaulted. And I finally tell her, let a motherfucker touch you again, you whoop their ass at all kinds, no matter fucking what. You would never get in trouble with me for defending yourself. Now, of course, I look like the bully parent, but I'm like, I was stressing every day sending her to school. I'm like, should we go back to Wisconsin? Should we do this? Should we do that? Because y'all clearly don't like Black people and don't give a fuck about them in the schools. It was sad.
I guess, go ahead.
No, you good. I was like, it was sad because, like, if y'all know the stuff she went through, we talking about getting choked up, da, da, da. Let me tell you something. Yeah, I told that girl one time, I said, you better beat their motherfucking ass and don't stop until somebody pull you off that child. She broke that little boy nose.
They tried that with my second oldest, and I said, and she called me, I said, well, I'm going to tell you like this. He told me once that he kept telling the teacher, and I believe at this point, this was like before COVID. And I said, so this is what I'm going to tell you. They was like, what? I said, he will not get in trouble when he get home. Because I told him, if somebody keep putting their hands on him, he is to put his hands back on them. Mm-hmm. And my second child loves to fight, so he's going to continue until he can't no more. And y'all better hope and pray that y'all can pull him off that child, because I don't condone bullying. I'm not going to be at work stressing about nobody bullying my child about nothing. But after that conversation, guess what? We ain't never have no more conversations. We ain't never, he ain't never had no problems or anything. After that, hell, none of my kids had that problem. But my kids are deemed the cool kids, mm-hmm. the popular kids, you know, and they little sister was her first year. This is her first school year that she's the little sis of the popular kids. And it's like, okay, whatever. And all of them are different. So I get terrified. My second child, he has like, not a lisp, but like his tonsils are extremely enlarged and his adenoids are oversized as well. So it makes him sound like he has a cold 24/7. So he's in speech therapy. I was terrified about that. My youngest son, he's only in there because he is soft-spoken sometimes. And when he get too excited, he'll have a little stutter. So it's like, I was so terrified about that too. But he's an introvert. So when we went to sing happy birthday to him, I noticed he didn't like that. He didn't like his class singing happy birthday. He didn't like the attention. So I said, from now on, I just bring the cupcakes up to his classroom, tell him let's not sing happy birthday. Let's pass out the activities that they can do and let him pass out the cupcakes and move forward like that. I don't need him being bullied about that or anything like that because it looked like he wanted to cry, like run away and cry. And I'm like, okay, he don't like this, so I'm not going to do this for him. My oldest son with the missing adult tooth, I was terrified. I'm like, at the time he was 9, I was like, this is a kid who now has to live with knowing that he would never have a tooth right there. He has to have dentures or until he's 20. I'm terrified. I'm stressed. At this point, I don't know what the fuck to do. I'm crying constantly. I cried myself to sleep for a whole month straight after the whole thing. I didn't know what to do. But the stress went away when he went back to school after he was out of school for, I want to say, from February all the way to April, May. And, you know, they welcomed him back in full effect. Everybody welcomed him back. Everybody loved him. Everybody wanted to see his scar. Everybody was like, oh, that's so cool. You know, and everybody was worried about him. They would tell his younger brother from both of them. We're talking my K-5 and my second grade. Like, hey, everybody want to know when you're coming back to school because they miss you and they want to see you. And we can't take it no more. So I was stressed seeing my other kids breaking down that their brother is going through this, you know. And it was like, fuck. I don't want to talk to nobody about this because I don't want to burden them with this problem. And then with my daughter going to school, it's like, she's very talkative and she is extremely like, the girl got ADHD, okay? She's like 3 fucking people in one. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with her. I don't even want to know what's wrong with her at this point. But I stressed about, how is it going to be with her? Is she going to listen to the teachers? Is she going to do this right? Is she going to do that right? I don't know.
I guess that's the point that I'd be stressing for like some parents too, because nowadays they want to label everybody as ADHD. But let me tell you, some of these kids just be being kids.
Exactly. And that's what I got to realize. But sometimes that little motherfucker, she could climb the goddamn walls. I don't know how. I saw the little fucker climbing shit. I don't know how she did it, but she climbs. And I'm like, where did you do? Why? Please get down. Don't do this. Oh, my God. And I don't think she feel pain. I don't know. Something's wrong with her. Something is really wrong with her. It's okay, though. She scares me. Sometimes I be like, help me. She scares me. But being a parent is stressful. But if you have people there that could just listen to you for 5 minutes, I'm pretty sure that it'll be okay. It's never easy being a parent. It's never easy. So, on that note, do you have anything else that you'd like to add?
Nope.
No? Okay.
We actually made a longer episode this time around.
I know. You guys, this is mental health was supposed to be in 15 to 20 minutes, but as you can see, it's an hour long. So we actually hope that you enjoyed this episode. And Yeah. Stay chill.
And smells like always so awkward at the end of the show. Like, yeah, I don't know what to say.
He's so weird. How do we stop this?
I don't know. Maybe let's by like thanking bye. Them. The fuck?
Thank you guys. And we're still back. Season 3. Bye.
Thank you guys for tuning in to the Vintage Space with Zay and Jay. We really appreciate all the love and support that you guys have shown us. Please don't forget to join us every Monday for Mental Health Monday and every other Thursday for Thrusting Thursday. And lastly, every Friday for Wind Down Friday. Once again, we love to thank you guys for joining us as we drift off into space. Bye.